Hey, good afternoon. I have left the studio, and I am almost at Canal Street, and I just wanted to do a quick walk around and see if I smelled any pot in the city of New Orleans. If you're just tuning in, we were talking earlier about the statistics showing that the crime rate is down in New Orleans. It's also something that I feel. You know, I spend time in New Orleans, and I live in New Orleans, but I also spend time downtown and in the French Quarter. And I sense that crime is down. I feel a lot safer than I did when I decided to move out of downtown New Orleans a few years ago. And then I just asked the question, so if the crime rate is down and you're still not coming to New Orleans, why are you not coming to the city? Is it politics? Is it because the city's run by Democrats? And somebody, and I've heard this before, somebody brought up the smell of marijuana. Oh, I don't want to go down there because there's smell of marijuana everywhere. Well, I'm on Canal Street right now, and I walk from the radio station, and I haven't smelled any pot at all. And I just honestly believe from my own personal experience, and I spend time down here, I think that this is a talking point that has been picked up on by a lot of people who want to reject New Orleans and not come here, that now that crime is down, one of the new things is, well, it's because of the marijuana, the smell of marijuana. I can't go down there because you smell marijuana everywhere. I don't think that's true. Hey, I'm on the air right now. So have you smelled marijuana anywhere down here?
I don't know. Every now and then.
But, I mean, it's not prevalent.
No, it's not, but yeah. Oh, yeah.
You smell it a little bit, but it's not everywhere.
No. Okay. And I love your show.
Okay, I appreciate that. All right, so, yeah. You walk down Bourbon, you smell more.
Like Iberville.
On Iberville, okay, the side street.
I walk down Iberville and side streets constantly. Okay. Constantly. I'm not just saying that.
All right, okay. Well, I'm going to go check. I'm going to walk down Iberville right now, and I'll be back in the studio in just a few minutes. Let's see, no cops are looking. Let me jaywalk here across Canal. You know, I had that incident a few years ago where a motorcycle hit me crossing Canal, so I should have a lot more respect for Canal Street than I appear to. So, again, there are going to be some areas where you might smell marijuana, but this idea that there's this shroud of smoke, marijuana smoke, covering the city of New Orleans, I think it's ridiculous. A couple of National Guardsmen, four of them just walked by. That girl looks like a prostitute. I don't know, maybe she's just a fun dresser. I'm going to head over to Iberville. And I just, I just think from my own personal experience that the idea that you don't come to this city because of the smell of marijuana is a rather limp excuse for not coming down here. So if that's not the reason, why don't you come to New Orleans? And you can avoid the smell of marijuana. You know, if you stay away from Iberville, I mean, look, Iberville is the first block off of Canal, running parallel to Canal. It's the first block off Canal. And, you know, there are, you know, a few massage parlors there. I don't know how qualified these people are to give massages, but apparently a lot of people who go there are happy. But I don't know how qualified they are. So Iberville might be in areas a little seedy. I mean, it's a Tuesday afternoon. I mean, I'm not seeing anybody. And I know that on weekends when it's crowded, you're going to see and you're going to hear more. But again, I spend time on Iberville. I spend time in the quarter in downtown, and I smell marijuana, but not to the point where somebody would say, I'm not going down because of marijuana. So what's the real reason? If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Excuse me. Can I talk to you for just a moment?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm live on radio in New Orleans here. And I wondered if you all have been walking around, if you have been smelling any marijuana.
A little bit, yeah. Yesterday on the main street.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're not smelling a lot.
Not that much, just sometimes when I walk by.
Oh, I see. Okay. So where are you from?
I'm from Japan.
From Japan.
Yep.
Oh. Nikonjin desu?
Nihonjin desu.
Nikonda dekimasu ka?
Dekimasu.
Nikonda wa yoku wa kerimasen.
Demo anata no nihongo sugoi joju.
So coming from Japan, you're not overwhelmed by marijuana downtown?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You're not over. You smell a lot of marijuana here?
Yeah.
You do smell a lot.
No.
You smell a lot of marijuana?
Yeah, in here?
Yeah, here.
Yeah.
You do? Well, he doesn't seem to smell very much of it, but you do smell some marijuana?
Yeah.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right, so, you know, there you've got one couple. One says he doesn't smell much. She says she smells a lot, but I don't know. Maybe a little bit was lost in the translation. I mean, that's possible. All right, let me just head to Bourbon very quickly here. I got to get back to the gym. I'm not in as good a shape as I used to be in the holidays, and everything kind of disrupted me. So this is Iberville and a Bourbon. And again, on a Tuesday afternoon, there's not a lot going on here. So look, I respect the fact that many of you smell marijuana, but I have never felt like the smell of marijuana in the quarter is so overwhelming that that would be a legitimate excuse for somebody to say, well, I'm not going there. And, you know, if you're worried about your kids, let's say your kids see somebody smoking marijuana. Well, what if your kids see somebody drinking? And if you bring your kids to the quarter, you're going to see somebody drinking. And so, I mean, you can't hide them from reality. So what? They see people drinking. You tell them when you get older, you can drink. When you get older, you can make a decision about marijuana. Coleman, do you have a couple of texts you want to read?
Yeah, someone said we need more Scoot on the streets. This is awesome.
Yeah, you know, I should do this more often. I can, and well, we should.
Somebody asks, how do you know what the vaping smell is different from the old school weed, right? Like, basically, some of the smells you may be smelling might not smell like marijuana, but it could be that vape smoke, because you know those vape smokes come in different flavors.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen anybody vaping. So, you know, there might be some people vaping, and, you know, you might not smell marijuana. Again, I'm not bothered by the smell of marijuana. But I also know that it's not an overwhelming odor in the city. I mean, body odor is more prevalent to me than marijuana smoke in the quarter.
Yeah,
and it's not just in the summertime. It's because, you know, some people are just not hygienically intelligent.
Yeah, this text says the marijuana smells a lot better than cigarette smoke.
Well, I mean, there's that. I mean, there's all kind of smells down here. So if it's really not the crime, and if it's really not marijuana, then why don't people come to the city? I really honestly believe that there are people who don't come to the city, and this might be a subconscious rejection because of politics. I don't want to go to that city. It's run by Democrats. A bunch of Democrats run that city. I get that point of view. But when you go to another city, are you not going to go because there are Democrat politicians in office? No, you're going to still go to that city. I mean, whoever is mayor doesn't affect you when you're just walking around New Orleans. I mean, unless there's total chaos, unless the mayor is, you know, totally incompetent and, you know, crime is out of control, unless there's a, you know, police chief appointed who's not the right person, that's, you know, that can be a problem that vicariously comes from the mayor.
Have we made it to Bourbon Street yet?
Oh, yeah, I'm past Bourbon Street. I'm on my way back.
Oh, man,
yeah,
I want to ask
a favor. I did a little bit of Bourbon. Oh, you wanted me to pick up something for you?
No, I thought maybe if somebody had flashed you or something like that, you could take a picture of it. I know you're on your phone because that's usually the tradition. All right.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, you know, yeah, that's interesting. You know, people are really subtle, though, about selling drugs on bourbon. The other day I was on bourbon and this guy, you know, passing by. And this guy just goes, good cocaine. And then he walks by. So he didn't do anything illegal, but he let me know that he's got cocaine if I wanted any. And if I wanted any, I could have stopped him and said, hey,
good at that.
Yeah, well, I'll let you know how good it is. No, but I don't do that anymore. I'm not interested in that. It's certainly not good like the old days. All right, I guess we got to get to a break here, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's get to a break. I'm just out in New Orleans trying to figure out about marijuana smoke and the smell. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
All right, so I'm back in the studio. Just took a quick walk and semi-jog up to Canal Street, Iberville, Bourbon Street, and now back at the studio on Poydras Street in downtown New Orleans. And look, I know it's a weekday, but people do smoke weed on weekdays as well. Look, my suspicion is confirmed that the smell of weed is there. But it's not so prominent that that's a legitimate excuse not to come to downtown New Orleans. So if crime is down, if weed really isn't the smell of weed really isn't the reason you don't go to downtown New Orleans, then what's the real reason you don't come to the city? If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's January 6th. I'm Scoot on the air, and today is King's Day, the beginning of the carnival season. It's King's Day, the beginning of the king cake season, and people were lined up at some of the prominent bakeries today to get their king cakes for the first day of the king cake season. Today, January 6th, is also the anniversary of the attack on the U.S. Capitol, and we're going to be talking about that a little bit this afternoon as well. Here's a text that says, Happy New Year, Scoot and Coleman. I love that Scoot is out and about downtown. Keep on doing it. That's from PJ in Honolulu. PJ, you know, thanks for tuning in Honolulu every afternoon. Appreciate you. Here's a text that says, I would say that the weed smell in New Orleans would be 4 out of 10. And I travel to many, many different cities throughout the United States and throughout California, Colorado, and even the Strip in Vegas. It's much more prevalent. But really, I mean, it's not like the smell sticks on you and stays with you for the rest of the time that you're walking around, and it's in the open air. So again, I think this is a talking point that has just quickly spread, maybe in part through social media. But the smell of weed in reality, and I think a lot of people who use this as an excuse, really don't go to New Orleans. They really don't know. So I'm just interested, why don't you go to New Orleans? The Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. People come from around the country to come here. People come from around the world to come here. I just talked to a girl from Japan who is here. And yet there are people just right outside of New Orleans who don't even come to their own city. And I just think that's kind of sad, because if you live in St. Bernard, St. Tammany, Lafourche, Terrebonne Parish, you know, you live close to New Orleans. You know, if it weren't for New Orleans, you would just be living in a suburban area, or in some cases a rural area. But I mean, if you're in Metairie and you never go to New Orleans, you mean that's your whole existence in Metairie? I mean, not that there's anything wrong with Metairie, but I mean, it's Metairie. It's a suburb, and it's a lot different when you experience a city like New Orleans if you're close to a city like New Orleans. You know, it's like people who live outside of really dominant areas that have you know, great personalities and great cities, and yet they don't even go into the city. And the good news is crime is down. All right, let's get to a couple of calls. Let's go to Brandy. Brandy, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi, Scoot.
Hey, Brandy.
I just wanted to comment about the weed smell.
Yeah.
So I'm from Thibodaux. I'm down the bayou, but I'm in the city a lot. And I think that when you discuss what keeps people out of the city, you're referring to basically like tourism. Like, does the weed smell affect tourism?
No, I don't think it has.
I'll say this personally, because I've been every Mardi Gras in the city. And last year, I took my 11-year-old daughter down on Canal Street. We like to catch the parades in front of the Sheraton.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not find, going towards the casino, coming away from the Sheraton, I couldn't find a decent enough spot for me and my 11-year-old to watch a parade without a constant smell of weed. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, I'm 50 years old. I don't really care. But to have to sit down and have a conversation with my kid about weed and drugs and what you can legally do and you can't legally do, and just the fact that she's sitting there inhaling it was a turnoff to me. So you leave and you find you a different spot that's not so much full of weed. But I find when you go to events in the city, especially downtown, like Essence Festival or Labor Day, Decadence and stuff. Like, when you go to stuff like that, I know New Orleans is an adult-geared city, but if you want tourists to come to your city, they have family tourists, and they don't want to be out and about with having to explain to their kids about that smell.
Well, wait a minute, though. But you're a parent. I mean, your kid knows about marijuana, and your kid needs to have a conversation with you about pot. Don't be upset that the sight of somebody smoking marijuana causes you to have a conversation with your 11-year-old daughter about marijuana, because I think a parent should have a conversation with their 11-year-old daughter about it.
Well, I think a parent should, too, and I have had that conversation with my daughter. But every parent wants to have that conversation in their time, in their way, and not have to be forced into it because of a vacation they took.
Okay, well, let me ask you. How many people were drinking in the area? How many people did your daughter see drinking at the Mardi Gras parade?
Well, I mean, it's Mardi Gras, so everybody's drinking.
Okay, so...
And you have to have that conversation, too.
Of course, I mean, so... You're not concerned about her seeing people drinking. You're only concerned about her seeing people smoking marijuana, when at 11, neither one of those things is appropriate.
Right. You asked the question, if people don't come because of the smell, is the smell so bad that that's why people wouldn't come? I'm just looking at it from a tourist perspective and a parent perspective. That's only one aspect of the population of the world. I think New Orleans is the greatest adult vacation place ever. I am proud outside of the New Orleans, New Orleanians. You asked the question, and I'm just giving you a viewpoint that where
go ahead.
I can't, like, we went to the French Market 2 weeks before Christmas to buy Christmas gifts. And you can't walk through the French Market on a Sunday afternoon and not always, every so many booths, smell your weed. I was by myself. I'm not worried about smelling weed. It's not going to make me not go to the city because I smell weed. But they have a lot of people out there who are families and stuff. And I do think that would turn people off. But what I think keeps people out of New Orleans is the reputation about crime, not the actual crime statistics. I think that the police and the city do a very bad job of contradicting that, of getting the word out that the crime rate has gone down. Because you talked about Lafourche Parish earlier. I know way more people than less people that won't go into the city of New Orleans because they think some kind of crime will be perpetrated against them if they do.
No, I understand, but I think
that needs to be spread to the world.
I think that's more perception than reality, because many of the crimes that are committed are committed against people who know each other. The people involved in the shooting or whatever, they know each other. Brandy, I appreciate your point of view. I'm simply pointing out, though, that, and by the way, we don't know of any decrease in tourism because marijuana has been decriminalized and because it's available and you can smell it sometimes in downtown New Orleans. And I can tell you that when it's spring break time, and a lot of schools take different spring breaks at different times, their spring break is at different times, I can tell you that there are tons, I mean tons of families here with young kids, with preteens, with teenagers. So New Orleans is a family destination for a hell of a lot of people. So they're apparently not staying away because marijuana is decriminalized. And I just don't see the smell of marijuana as being a legitimate excuse not to come here. But I do appreciate your point of view as the mother of an 11-year-old daughter. And I don't think you should be concerned about having that conversation with her, because at some point you need to have the conversation with her. And if you haven't had it before she sees somebody smoking pot at a parade, then you have it after that in the car on the way home. It's a good time to maybe talk about that.
Right. I appreciate that.
Brandy, I appreciate your call. Thanks for listening. Let's go to Ponchatoula. Mike, welcome to WWL.
Yes, sir. I just want to comment on the marijuana issue.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to let you know that I'm a former EJ Warrior.
All right. You made it out, too. I feel like we escaped from prison back in those days. You know, it's a lot different now. But, man, when you graduated, it was like getting out of prison.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Remember they had the little warrior across from the school? They used to sell. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, the little snack stand right across the street.
Yeah, and the coaches used to skip class, and the coaches used to chase us in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just want to comment on the marijuana issue. I just came back from a trip from New York the week before Christmas. And I can tell you, every block that you walk in New York City, you smell marijuana. And that hasn't stopped any tourists from going to New York City.
No, I agree.
I mean, they even have pot stores there where you can buy marijuana.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I just got back from Portland, and I spent time in downtown Portland, and it's legal there, and you're going to smell it, and you're going to see people smoking it, but it is in no way is it overwhelming. It's not. And I think there are other reasons why people don't come to New Orleans, and I think because of the smell of marijuana, I don't think that's a legitimate excuse not to come to the city.
Oh, I agree. I mean, as a youngster, I was stationed in Hawaii for 3.5 years, and of course, you know, marijuana was is pretty big.
They have good weather.
There.
They have good weather for growing.
Exactly, and so and the smell of pot there. I mean that's it's everywhere. And so anyway, I think the culture needs to change. You know, you always make the comparison of drinking and marijuana. Come on. I mean, if I was going to get in a vehicle, I'd rather go with someone who smoked a joint than someone who had six-pack beer.
Oh, no doubt about that, Mike. But isn't it amazing how many people will bring up, I don't want my kid to see people smoking marijuana when their kid is watching people drink in greater
exactly.
proportions, and that's illegal for kids.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think it's up to the parents to educate their kids that, hey, look, times have changed.
Yeah.
And I don't know, is pot legal in Louisiana now?
No, it's decriminalized in New Orleans. I don't know about the whole state, but you're not going to get in big trouble for smoking, which is why people do. But again, it is a myth that it is so overwhelming that people shouldn't come here.
Right.
All right,
I agree 100%.
I appreciate the call.
I have a confession to make, Scott.
Yeah.
Tell me if this is hypocritical. So over the weekend, I was at the bar, and one of the patrons there was telling me that her New Year's resolution was to stop smoking cigarettes as much, right? But while we were at the bar, she goes to the little cigarette vending machine, and she gets a pack. And while I'm sitting there drinking my shots and my Jaeger, my beer, I'm scolding her like, why are you doing it? Don't you want to live longer? Oh, you're messing up your lungs. And meanwhile, I had to, like, when I sobered up, I realized that was very hypocritical of me getting mad at her for buying a pack of cigarettes while I'm taking shots in her face.
Well, I don't think there's a comparison between the damage that smoking does to your body and the damage that liquor does to your body. You can drink liquor moderately. Not that you do, but you can drink liquor moderately
no,
and not... and not hurt your body. You can't smoke moderately and not hurt your body. So I think that's the difference. All right, you got a comment. The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. This is the first day it happened. On this day in 1979, the Village People appeared on American Bandstand. This is the first day the audience started spelling out YMCA. You know, you want to think about this for a minute. This is a baby boomer-related song. This song is about young boys checking in to the YMCA, where a lot of men stay. They stay at the YMCA where you can have fun with men staying at the YMCA. You know, and baby boomers have the nerve to criticize young people for their music? Come on, let's fess up and talk about some of the music that we supported. Young men. Listen to the lyrics. That's right. Well, you can do it by yourself, but it's not as much fun. That's what I heard. They will help you. They'll help you at the YMCA. All right. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1993, bass player Bill Wyman quit the Stones after 30 years. He said, "I left because I didn't see anything new happening in the future, and I realized that if I stayed another 10 years, I'd still be playing Jumpin' Jack Flash, Honky Tonk Woman, and Street Fighting Man." And he didn't want to do that. Well, he was wrong, because the Stones have done a number of new albums since that time. Plus, we still love hearing those songs. I'm Scoot, and we're going to get to a couple of your texts here in just a moment. Today is not only the beginning of the carnival season, it's King's Day, the beginning of King Cake season, and you'll see on the news, if you were not among them who was there, a lot of people were lined up very early in the morning. Like somebody said, they were there at 1:30 and they were the second person in line. People getting out really early to get the first king cake on King's Day. And a lot of people, long lines at some of the popular bakeries around the city. And this is the day that you're supposed to eat king cake for the first time. But we know that doesn't happen, because king cakes are available all the time now. Also, January 6th is the anniversary of the attack on the U.S. Capitol. And I wanted to talk about this afternoon, but we got wrapped up in talking about the smell of marijuana in New Orleans is the reason that a lot of people don't come here. And I don't think that's a really legitimate excuse. I think there are other reasons why you really don't come to the city. There are people who come to the city for certain things, but I still believe that there are people who may not realize it, but they just have this intrinsic rejection of the city of New Orleans, I think because the city is run by Democrats. And this is where we are in politics. This is how political some people have become. It's to the point where, well, I don't want to go to that city. I don't like that city because of the mayor, because of the politicians there. But yet, when you come to New Orleans to enjoy things, the politicians don't have a direct impact on you. So anyway, I have also been talking very briefly about some of the new information that has come out from the Epstein files. The news is being dictated by the White House to some degree, but there are thousands and thousands of new documents that have been released from the Epstein files. And once again, Donald Trump's name is mentioned quite often. There's no proof of wrongdoing, but he was in Jeffrey Epstein's private jets a lot more than originally reported. Could these things that are happening in Venezuela with Greenland, could these be things that are trying to distract away from the Epstein files? I think that is very possible. I wrote a blog about that. It's on our website, WWL.com. And it should also be up on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, where you can read it and comment on it. So we'll talk a little bit more about that in the next hour. And, you know, again, this idea of forcibly taking Greenland, you know, we're not talking about a world power. It just seems to me like we're talking about doing something that is just designed to feed the ego of the sitting president. You know, we already have a base there. We already have national security entities there. I mean, our national security is not threatened because we don't own Greenland. And even in his first term, the president talked about Greenland. And it is a huge, huge landmass. I mean, it's gigantic. But, you know, I mean, there are some natural resources there. I get that. But, you know, I thought the days of America being involved in colonization were over. And I just don't think it's in our best interest to have this image of going around the world trying to take over countries. Venezuela, the same thing. I mean, I really applaud our military and have great respect for the military, but it's not like we overtook some massive military power. You know, we went in and we did a military operation in Venezuela. I mean, how easy would it be to take over Venezuela? It would be easy. You know, sadly, though, if it was a full-blown, you know, invasion, you know, American men and women will die in all probability. And that's really sad. Let's go to Matthew, who's in New Orleans. Hey, Matthew, welcome to the show.
Hey, bud. How you doing today?
I'm good.
Hey, no, and I was calling about the why the people don't come to New Orleans thing.
Yeah.
So I can't tell you, like, y'all seem to have focused in on the weed smoking thing for some reason. Well, that's just a small part of it. It's an aggregate of symptoms.
Well, yeah, it's just that somebody brought that up as their reason, and I've heard it before. I don't go down there because I don't like the smell of weed, and I smell it everywhere. And spending time in New Orleans, I just don't. I think that's a false premise because weed is not everywhere, and I don't think the smell is that dominant. But please go ahead, Matthew.
Well, no, and all I can say is, like, I live downtown, and I can tell you why I want to leave. And it's just, again, I can't go outside my building without smelling weed. And you do smell it everywhere, every day. I mean, not all day long, but every time you leave, you're going to smell it at some point, even if it's just walking from your building to the parking garage.
Yeah. But there are other smells out there, too.
Oh, 100%. But, like, that brings up another thing. Like, I pay as much to park downtown every month as I did in HOA dues in some neighborhoods where I own the house.
Well, Matthew, I lived downtown until a couple of years ago, and I moved because of crime. I just did not feel safe downtown any longer, so I moved out to West End. I still live in the city, but I moved outside of the downtown area. So, you know, I understand exactly what you're talking about, and I found myself, you know, I found myself paying an astronomical amount of rent compared to my neighbors who were just paying practically nothing because it was essentially Section 8 housing.
Right. No, and like the rent's fine, and but like for me, it's a combination of parking. It's weed. You know, I went to walk my dog this morning, and right there across from the Chase Bank building, I think it's at Gravier in St. Charles, there was a rat the size of a small possum just hanging out, like watching cars drive by. I mean,
it's not just
one thing. There's a lot of things. And by that same token, you said, is it because people feel safe? To be fair, I'm 6 foot, 240. Nobody looks twice at me, and I'm usually walking an 80-pound dog, so everybody leaves me alone. But I'm just saying, like, it's not one thing. It's a bunch of things that make you not want to be down there.
Yeah, but look, I understand that, but, you know, you might see a rat, but, you know, you're also going to see some wildlife in the suburbs. You know, you don't know you're going to see possums. And you know, I mean, because of their tail, if they had fuzzy tails, they might be cute. But, man, the tail of that possum is just that bald tail of that possum. Man, that makes that creature hideous.
Oh, and they do play possum.
Yeah. Oh, they do. Yeah. And then when they jump up, you know, when they're not really dead, it'll scare the hell out of you. So,
Absolutely. So
are you going to move out of downtown?
Oh no! My lease is up sometime this summer, and I'm going to move out of downtown. But I think part of the reason people, and I've lived in Lakeview and other parts of the city, it is not a factor of having a problem with going downtown. The reason I didn't go then, it's just, I think like most people, you work all day long, you get home, and everything is right there in your neighborhood. And so unless you're going to a Pels game or a Saints game or a specific concert, wants to be home. Yeah.
No, I get that. But I think the excuses, if crime is down significantly, and I don't know about you, but I feel it. I spend time downtown. I don't live downtown anymore, but I spend a lot of time downtown. And I do feel that the statistics are accurate, that, that crime is down. If that's no longer a legitimate reason, then what's the reason? And that's when it came up about, well, I don't go there because of the smell of weed. And I've heard that before. And it just doesn't seem like that's really a significant enough reason to not go to downtown New Orleans. But yeah, I do understand that there are a lot of reasons why people don't do that. You know, parking and a lot of reasons. It is expensive to come downtown. But I just think it is sad that there are people who live in the suburbs and their whole life is suburban America because they have this thing about going to downtown New Orleans. I'm Scoot. It's a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. And remember, you're listening to WWL. All right, coming up, is the focus, the new focus on Venezuela, is that a distraction from the Epstein files? Is it even possible? All right, we've got a lot to talk about coming up in the next hour.